Can I just say something? You know, one of the things I remember about camp and Brother Gordon and the others was impartation. And I look around in this room and I see so many veteran saints. Sister Gerda, Sister Ruth, Brother Vogel, some of you are meeting for the first time. And I want us to do something. We have Brother Philip here and we have Brother Danny. And couldn't we just pray for them? Sister Susan, we know her loss this year, but we also know her desire and how her boys, her children are stepping in to fill that gap. And couldn't we just, especially you veteran saints that know how to pray, just, you know, crowd around them, let them bring a chair forward and just pray over them and impart something in them. We heard the other night, the other day about the arrows holding hands. And we need your hands to hold us. I know because Sister Janet's gone and I felt the loss. And I know we may never have another setting just like this. Even with the 46ers, is it? And I feel that for those of us who are in ministry, especially our brethren here, that we need to do something like that for them. So I know it might be a bit out of place, but it ain't out of place for Jesus. They've been praying, they've been pouring out their hearts, and even in the assemblies where they're going back to, there are needs there. And they have poured out of themselves here, and we've talked about what we want to see the Lord continue to do here. But he also wants to do it back in the fellowship churches. He also wants to manifest himself in those churches. And I believe that he can do that. But I'm asking, can we do that? Can we surround, especially these brothers who God is raising up to lead the way and to bridge the gap? And also to pray for Sister Susan, and that God will make her as well to fill the role that he's making her fill a role already. But there's so much more he wants to do. And even though her children may not be here, she can be a standing in for them as well. So I don't know just how we will do it, but I'm asking you, veteran saints, Brother Vogel, if you could do that, especially for these two brothers. So if they can come forward and we put the chairs out, and or one of the brothers can put the chairs out for them. And you saints, we're asking you, we're begging you, pray for us. The days we're living in now is different from the days you grew up. The challenges are greater. People are coming into the churches that are not so perfect. Their lives are a mess. And unless God shows us how we can help them, it's just going to be a monotonous thing. We're just going over and going through. And we can't do that because lives are at stake. And so if we can do that, I don't know how, but if someone would.
My mother always told me what to do.
Okay.
Got it. Come over here, Dan.
And you've got Brother Yu that can come and pray as well for them. So, saints, if you would please come and pray for them.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. And we can all pray.
Yes.
We can all pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus, we need you, Lord. You have so much for us, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jes Spirit now melt and move.
Thank you, Lord.
We can don't go too far because I need you again. So just don't go too far. Spirit now melt and move.
Yes.
Spirit now melt and move all of our. Meeting tonight, I had it in my heart to pray for our brother Paul.
Yes.
Yes. And I guess now's the time.
Yes, Lord.
So there's a chair here for you, brother Paul. Yes. You've been our leader here at the camp. Yes. for over 20 years. I'm not sure of the exact. Is it 23? 23 years. He's been the director of the camp, and he needs wisdom.
Yes.
He needs courage. And God has enabled him to keep us on the right track by God's grace. And so we want to pray for him. And I also want us to pray for Sister Mary. Unfortunately, Brother Tom is, because of the kindness of his heart, he's been with my father all day. But they have been the caretakers for 25 years. And so, Mary, would you come up here as well, and we'll let we'll believe that Tom will get the blessing too.
Yes.
Can we believe that?
Yes.
But let's just they've worked so hard and given themselves.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, wisdom.
Jesus, light of the dark.
our brother Tom, to everyone of grace, Lord, as they stand together, Lord. Now you brought them together, Lord, to serve you in this place, Lord. It's something that you have done. And God, I pray that you continue to keep them as one in you, one in heart, one in purpose, Lord. Serving the Lord with all their hearts, Lord. Thank you for the blessing you've made them, Lord. We thank you for your goodness.
Hallelujah.
On every half, Lord, we thank you for how you've flown through their lives. Your spirit has just flowed out of their lives.
Of the wisdom of God for every leader and every minister in this fellowship.
Yes,
as
Lord.
This culture
yes,
changes
yes,
so
Lord.
Rapidly, as our young people are speaking a different language that we can hardly understand,
oh, God.
As their
oh,
values
God.
And
oh,
thoughts
God.
And ways of thinking are changing so rapidly we can hardly keep up with it. Lord, I pray that you will preserve
yes,
what has made this fellowship great
yes,
in
Lord.
Your sight.
Yes,
I pray
Lord.
That you will preserve the principles,
yes,
but that
oh,
it will be
God.
An impartation
yes,
of your wisdom
yes,
and how
Lord.
To communicate
yes,
and how to reach
yes,
this generation, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. I pray
hallelujah.
That you will not fail
hallelujah.
In doing this.
Hallelujah.
I pray that this place
hallelujah.
Will be filled with young people.
Yes, Lord.
Came
yes,
in
Lord.
Speaking differently, thinking differently.
Oh,
and
Jesus,
you will change
Jesus,
them.
Jesus,
and you will enable
Jesus,
these men
Jesus,
and women
Jesus,
of God
Jesus,
to communicate
Jesus,
clearly and forcefully and compassionately to the young people of this generation. So this place will be filled with
yes,
young people who have been transformed,
yes,
Lord,
Lord.
That we will not lose this generation.
Yes,
Lord.
As they're exiting
oh,
in large
God,
numbers
no,
from
no,
evangelical
no,
churches,
no,
so that they threaten the very existence of the evangelical
oh,
and Pentecostal churches. We pray that this will not happen.
Yes,
in
Lord,
Jesus' name, this will not happen
Jesus,
in this fellowship, Lord, but that there will be an impartation
yes,
of the
Lord,
wisdom of God,
yes, Lord.
That the principles will be preserved,
yes,
but
Lord,
that the wisdom
Jesus,
will give opportunities Lord, for communication,
yes,
and that they will be able
yes,
to hear,
thank
and that they will be able
you,
to respond,
yes,
and this place will be filled with young people who
yes,
are
Lord,
on fire.
Yes, Lord.
In
amen,
Jesus'
amen,
name, we pray.
Thank you,
amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Klaus, he prayed that prayer for impartation of wisdom, and this season, at one of our meetings in this, right in this room, something that was spoken from by the minister was challenged. He was speaking about these things that have come into America to destroy, and right in the meeting, someone called out, "You can't say that. You can't say that about those people." And so do we need wisdom? Do we need wisdom? God needs to help us. And He does. He does. He does.
Thank you.
But it's right here. It's not even at the doorstep. It's inside. In a sense. And God gave grace in that situation, of course. And gave the opportunity to speak to that person afterwards, and and so we want to be able to clearly, clearly present the message. And we had asked Brother Fogel to share with us, and you can do whatever you'd like, Brother Fogel. I mean, you know, just come. Whatever God puts on your heart, how to close this meeting, or you come. Hallelujah. I thank you for the prayers, and I think I speak for everyone that was prayed for. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Be careful to come into a Pentecostal meeting. You never know what will happen. So, but thank you.